Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
Okay, behind the scenes. All right, Crystal, you're going to start on this one. I'm going to give you a sentence and you have to fill in the blank, and then Seth, you're going to come right after her. So the key to a successful marriage is blank.
Passion.
Passion. All right. I don't mind that. Seth, how about you? How would you fill in that blank?
Key to a successful marriage is compatibility. I say key to a successful marriage is, or key to a successful relationship is compatibility.
Great. Okay.
Both good answers. So, Seth, what is the one thing that Crystal does that just lights you up and puts a really big smile on your face?
Narrowing it down to one.
It's a sweet answer.
Ding, 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 ding. Right answer.
I mean, probably, I guess I would go superficial with it. Whenever she, anytime we're going to get ready to go do something, or even whether it's going to the store or going out, when she walks out all ready to go and her hair's all fixed up and she looks all beautiful and she's always smiling. So she always has a big smile on her face and she's like, "You ready?" And that's usually when I'm like, "Man, you sure look pretty." Or I'll challenge her, like, "Where are you going?"
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, "Do I need a chain?"
How about for you, Crystal? What is the one thing Seth does that just makes your heart smile?
Gosh. I think, the way that he looks at me, and it could just, he doesn't even have to say a word, and I just know what he's thinking, and it's just, I just feel it in my heart.
That's great.
Love it. So he doesn't have to say anything at all. It's just that special
it's
look.
It's the look.
He doesn't have to say anything else. Mm-hmm.
He's got a look that melts, man. You might have to patent that, Seth,
right.
And teach that to some of us other guys who may not have that. So I would like to know, Seth, what's the one personal or self-care practice for you that's a non-negotiable? Like, what's the one thing you've got to do to show up your best for Crystal?
I think it is, it really is, you know, it's physical activity. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's kind of all encompassing of lifting weights, working out, and those make me feel good about myself, which then makes me confident that she's gonna be, I get completely happy and satisfied with what I'm bringing to the table in that aspect. So you know, those are things. It's such a high priority and just part of the daily routine in life that it's become a non-negotiable at this point.
It hasn't always been that way, though.
Yeah, it was not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
How about for you, Crystal? What's the one thing that you do for yourself, the self-care, that's a non-negotiable that you've got to have to show up your best for Seth?
I work out and eat right and put on makeup. I think that me feeling confident with myself and putting makeup on every day, it makes me feel better. And I think that it does sound superficial too, probably, but yeah, that's putting on makeup.
During lockdown, she may have been the only woman in the country that got up every morning with her makeup on every single day.
Yeah. I enjoy it though too.
love it. Yes, we all took a pause from.
Yeah. You wanna
It should do it. It's funny because like we'll be sitting there, done for the night. We would have eaten dinner. We're getting ready, and all of a sudden she's gone, and then she comes back in, and her hair's fixed, and her makeup's done, and I'm like, "Do you need to go to the store?" She's like, "Oh, nowhere. I just wanted to get my makeup on." It's like, okay, sounds great.
That's great. Well, again, thank you all for your time. We enjoy getting to know you a little bit better. And we look forward to sharing this episode with our listeners. Thank you.
Yeah. Whenever you guys share it, we'll reshare and tag you guys and all the stuff. And I think she took a couple of pictures while we were doing this. So we'll tag you guys and everything we do.
Okay. And then I could like share it in our story.
Of course.
Of course. Sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys reaching out and asking.
Thank you.
Well, we'll not only have the podcast, but we'll share all the social that we do so you guys can recycle, reuse if you want to, give you some more fodder to share with your listeners. But thanks again. Love spending time with you guys, and you'll be getting an email from us soon when we're ready to roll.
Awesome. All right. We appreciate
you.
It.
Take care. Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Take care, guys.